following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. It's episode 305. You have to pardon me, I just came from the screaming baby section of the Indian restaurant. I was craving. You know, when you get that craving, you got to go. You know, you got to go get you some curry. You just got to. I love this stuff. And it was busy over there for a Sunday brunch. For those that are interested, the immigrant was she was called into work this morning. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to go somewhere and eat. So, you know, me and my phone went to go eat. That's, you know, it's what you do. If you're going by yourself to eat, you're never really truly alone if you got your phone with you. And I was able to catch up on some messages and things like that while I was dining. I will tell you this. Mango custard is the deal. That's just awesome. Mango custard. Into the holidays we go. We're right here upon it, and we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that in a weird sort of way coming up here in a little while. But the holiday season here upon us. There's a lot of frivolity that is going on. It seems to me, and I could be mistaken, or I don't know if I'm just being weirdly optimistic, but it just seems so far that this year everybody seems to be pleasant and nice as opposed to past years. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because we're so inundated with bad news or really depressing stuff. You know, the news cycle is as I've heard it put, the headlines hit you so hard you get whiplash, you know. And maybe what it is, maybe a good side from all of this is that people have just kind of like, you know, any little port in the storm, any little bit of pleasure, a moment of niceness is a thing. That could very well be, or it's either that or what I said last week about not being a dick has something to do with it. I've heard from several people who have said they want the Christmas cards. They definitely want them, and I think I'm going to do it. I think it's obviously too late for this year, but maybe for next year we'll do them. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go back an episode and you can hear my idea. But perhaps it's that people have just decided that, you know, maybe it's better to be, you know, decent. For a change. And that's not that hard to do, really. It's not that complicated. It's not overly difficult to be a somewhat decent human being. And here of late, it just seems like everybody's being, you know, well, decent. And I can't complain. I'm okay with this. I was just outside a little while ago, and a neighbor of mine invited us over to their place for a Christmas party, if you will. A holiday soiree. And so that's, you know, that's what's going on. That's what it is. You know, people starting to be kind of cool, you know, because what happens, though, you know, after Christmas and the new year, then you've got this weird gap, which is called wintertime, when it's just cold. It's dark. Depending on where you live, it's the weather outside is miserable. Especially if you're not a fan of the wintertime. I'm one of those. I'm not a big fan of the winter. I don't like it. I don't like it cold. Not outside, at least. And, you know, you just kind of sit and wait through the doldrums of the solstice. Because it's, you know, the shortest day of the year is coming upon us here fairly quickly. And, you know, be that as it may. In fact, I have my calendar here in front of me, and it probably will tell me what day that is. Maybe. Then again, it may not. Nope, it doesn't. I think it's the 21st. But at any rate, there you go. But we'll get into a look at 2019 in a different sort of way here in just a moment. So stick around. You're listening to it right here from Radioland.
Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink.
So the year 2019 is rapidly coming to a close, somewhat satisfying perhaps, or perhaps not, depending on your situation, your circumstances. Everybody I know has you know, different things that they deal with in their lives, different things that we all are wrestling with, certain demons, that's for sure. And I got to thinking about it as you do, as the year wraps up, about here we are, another year without flying cars. And now that I think about it, probably a good idea that we don't have them, because a lot of you people can't drive on the surface, much less up, up in the air, up in the sky, up in the era. So, yes. So yeah, that's what it was. We're going through a pretty interesting situation in regards to our political scene here. I'm not going to get into that. I really don't. You all know how I feel about it. But yeah, there's all of these things that seem to be brewing about, and it's a year where it seems to me that things have slowed down a little bit. It has, I think. I think it really does have. It has had a chance to slow down, and I think the reason being is that we've been, you know, the since this is technically the end of a decade. Each year is the end of a decade, depends on how you count it. But you know, the 2010s have been filled with this furious forward momentum of society, thanks in large part to social media. And I think we've had enough time now to really wrap our heads around what this is all about. And I think that a lot of folks, I know I'm one of them, that have intentionally put the brakes on a lot of that and just said, you know, slow down. You know, there's that whole thing about when you are, as you get older, it seems like time goes by much faster. And I think I figured out why that is, and I may have talked about it before, but I tell you, I think I know why this is. It's because we spend so much time looking forward. We can't wait for this to come. We can't wait for that to come. We can't wait for Christmas. We can't wait for New Year's. We get excited about the summertime, and we get excited about going to our annual thing, and you just bide your time until that time comes, and then it comes. It seems like it takes forever to get here, but it doesn't, and it's done, it's over, and then you look back and go, God, that was such a long time ago, and I was, what happened? What happened all the time? You gotta live in the moment. That's what I've learned. You gotta take it and enjoy it. 2019 doesn't seem like it has, lasted. It lasted exactly what it did. I mean, it's well, still going on technically, but it's 365 days, and we're still here. We're still grooving. That's something to be said for that. And I'm getting to the point now. Maybe it's because of one of the side effects of growing a little older is that you tend to want to examine each day. You know, at least I do. I'm getting a kick out of just enjoying the day to day, moment to moment thing. And as such, and shows like this kind of help with that, because this is a weekly thing. My Sundays, for example, as much as I enjoy them, there's a lot. It's a busy day for me. I have a lot that goes on. And today is a Sunday, of course. It is. It's because it's the day the show comes out. It's the 15th of December. So, you know, Sundays for me are very busy because it's kind of an odd day, because it's sort of split with having a nice leisurely Sunday morning into a kind of a harried afternoon into a really busy Sunday night with the blues show and everything that goes on. So I enjoy that very much. And it's like I said before, if you have a problem with Monday, it's not Monday. It's not Monday's fault. It's the fact that you hate your job. And that's really what all that is to it. So you should really not worry about it. And people that get onto social media and bitch about, oh, Monday's coming, oh my God, I hate Monday, blah, blah, blah. Do something with your life that makes it a lot more pleasant and your Mondays won't be so damn bad now, will it? Find something you enjoy to do and you'll never work a day in your life. That's been said before. It's another day of the week. And at first, for a long time, I always thought that about the holidays. It's Christmas. It's another day of the week, you know. But I'm fortunate in that my wife, the immigrant, Josephine, who absolutely adores the Christmas time, it's taken a long time for me to kind of come around to her way of thinking that it's okay to enjoy it. It really is. And to enjoy it for what it is. And not to be staring down the hallway looking for it to come at you. I mean, you just kind of there's a whole series of things that goes on. We're right in the middle of it now. There's all sorts of fun things that are happening that are either holiday related or that are meant to be a little more jovial than other times of the year, which is certainly a good thing. And you know, a lot of the conversations will come and say, well, you know, 2019 is come and gone. What about next year? Well, what about it? It's not here yet. I don't know. I don't know. Am I making any changes? No, probably not. Because if I were, I wouldn't wait till New Year's Eve to do it. I'd find another time. You know, if I felt really that strongly about making a change on, having a resolution of some sort, you don't do it January 1st. I mean, that's a ploy that the fitness clubs have really taken advantage of, haven't they? You know, they get really busy around the first of the year because I resolved to lose weight. I resolved not to be a fat body anymore. So come January, I will spend $35 a month and join a club or whatever it is it costs. I don't know. I don't go to those places. I have issues with them. But, you know, by February, it's not a thing anymore. It really isn't. And, it just shows that people don't really have that. I don't know if it's a will so much as it is just they just feel like, oh, I'm just going to do this because everybody else is doing it, kind of thing. Like if you're serious about doing something new in your world or making a change in your life, for God's sakes, do it now. Don't wait until the 1st of January. I vow to quit smoking on January 1st. Why would you want to do that? Just do it. You know, you don't want to eat so much fast food. Well, starting January, I'm not going to eat Taco Bell. What happened to today? Live in the moment. That's what I'm trying to express here to you folks, because that's, to me, it seems to be how things have, you know, made my life certainly a little bit easier. And maybe it'll help you as well. It's sort of, you know, being a bit mindful, you know, of yourself and your surroundings. Take a moment to breathe and smell the roses. You know, if you're in the kitchen making making something for dinner, enjoy that process because, by God, we all love to eat. So make something that you like to eat, you know. For me, this past year has been pretty good. I mean, we've had a lot of great things that have gone on, and I've picked up a few little projects that I'm doing on my own a little separately, sort of related to the what I'm doing now, but not. And it's nice because I'm starting to feel like I have got a more proper sense of worth. And when you... when you have that, there's a bit of self-pride, but in a good way, you know, that you should be proud of yourself. Not that I'm prideful, but, you know, that you look back and you go, well, I hope I've accomplished something. And I have, personally. And it didn't really happen for me until I stopped worrying about what tomorrow was going to bring, because you can't help that. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Nobody knows. Nobody knows except for the weatherman, and he's fairly close. And it doesn't really matter. We just, you know, and if we keep going, man, I can't wait till tomorrow, or oh my God, what is tomorrow going to bring? It's going to be, what fresh hell am I going to walk into? You know, you spend all your time worrying about that. You forget the fact that you're living in the moment. You know, that what's happening now. Whether it's something that you're doing, like listening to this, or maybe, you know, hopping onto the internet and. You know, perusing your favorite websites and, you know, reading the news or watching something on, watching a nice video, looking at naked people, whatever it is that you do. You know, those are those moments that you have to savor, you have to enjoy, because when tomorrow comes, yesterday's behind you and there's nothing you can do about that either. There's nothing you can do about tomorrow. The only thing you got control of is right now. And I think that's what has been for me for 2019, and hopefully has been for you. A chance to because it seems like it's a chance to slow down, and I think a lot of folks have. They've stopped, not really stopped entirely, but they've really slowed down that whole narcissistic look at the week. And you know, before long, you're sitting there, and you're thinking back, and you're looking back on it, and you go, man, I wasted my time worrying about tomorrow every day of the year last year, and that's no place to be. It really isn't, because, you know, like I said, it's 2019. Where's my goddamn flying car? Huh? Where? Somebody needs to sit down and cook one up. Yeah. And boy, howdy, did we cover a lot of topics over the year. It's kind of what we do. I like to point fingers at things and either mostly laugh at them. But, you know, you have to go back and you have to look at some of the things that that touches those lives. Particularly your own. I know a lot of people, not really a lot, but I know a fair number of people that went through some hard times. I know people that are going through it right now. And they, you know, you wake up one day, you think everything's great, it's wonderful, it's another day of the week. You're looking forward to this, that, or the other, and next thing you know, there's a phone call and, you know, you've gotten some bad news. And when that happens, everything changes. You ever notice that? And it's sad for this to be this way, but everything changes on the drop of bad news. Now the moment seems heavy. Now the moment seems intense. And looking forward to anything becomes a little bit more of a chore. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. I mean, we know in our lives that bad news comes and bad news goes. It's just the way it is. But it's also the same thing for good news, because really think about it. That phone call you could get could be some really, really good news, and all of a sudden your day changes just the same way as it does if it was bad news. Now you're relishing and living in that moment, and that's a good place to be, and that's what I hope to continue on into next year. You know, it just makes sense to do it that way, don't you think? Because if you sit here and and dwell on the unknown, it's not going to get anything accomplished. You know, that's not to say you shouldn't have a plan. You should always have a plan. Always have a plan. We're gonna plan for this. We're gonna do this, this, and this, and this. It's like planning for a party, right? As you plan for a party, you have in your head a sort of a checklist of things that you've got to get done as you prepare for this soiree. Who all's coming? Who all's not coming? What I'm cooking? What somebody's bringing? What kind of drama is going to happen at this thing or not? We're going to sing songs. We're going to tell jokes. We're going to have a large time. That kind of thing, you know? It's that little plan that goes on. That's a good thing to have, because it's a positive thing. But it's not dwelling upon it either. Because as you go through this process, you find yourself living in that moment as well. You know, you find yourself preparing for that sort of thing. It's like with this show. Not that there's really much preparation for it, aside from... The only real question I ask myself is, what the hell am I going to talk about this time out? And this is certainly that case. Looking back on this past year, I mean, we have seen so many strange things that have come around, and people that have said some really ridiculous things or some funny things or really positive things. And we've seen how for a few moments, I think in this past year, we've seen there is a light at the end of the tunnel, per se. Not that where I am in the tunnel is not a bad place to be, but, you know, the positive outlook on things that could come our way if we just hold out, you know, if we just make our lives to the point where I don't need to be too terribly concerned with the future, because what's that going to bring you? Nothing. Squat, diddly, zilch. And it's just a matter of doing what I just did. It's a matter of breathing, really, quite frankly. Certainly it is. So, you know, there it is, really. There's not much to really say about it. Not too worked up about what this past year has done for anybody. Everybody experienced it their own different way. And that's the way life works. Everybody has their own unique experiences. What it is that you do with that experience is beyond me. But, you know, I would heartily recommend that you do something like savor that, you know, enjoy it. as Warren Zevon famously said, enjoy every sandwich. You really should, because, you know, you just don't know. And what does 2020 hold for us next year? I don't know. Do I care? Not particularly, because it's out of my control. It's out of my hands, out of your hands. It's out of everybody's hands, really. We have some ideas. We have some hopes. That's really good. We hope to do some stuff. We hope to lose weight. We hope to eat better. We hope to drop our vices or continue them on, whatever the case may be, whatever turns one's crank. But having that resolution is certainly not going to be, you know, maybe, and I don't mean to, you know, speak out of place here, but perhaps maybe it does work for you. Maybe every year you had a resolution and it worked for you. And I resolved this year to not be a dick. You know, good luck with that. That's a tough one. Even I have issues with that. Well, we try, don't we? We certainly do. And that's the thing you've got to try. To be a human, to be a real person, to embrace the things that you really enjoy and embrace the people that you like to be around. You know, you don't have to do that for everybody, but it would probably be a good idea to allow yourself that very same thing. That would be kind of cool, right? So here's to it. Raise a glass, hoist a beverage, whatever it is that you'd like to do, and cheers to the new year and cheer to the past year, and more importantly, here's to today. Let's see what we've got going on right now.
Memphis' number one alternative smoke shop is your number one stop for all your CBD products, and now is your stop for Kratom. Get into the store and see what Kratom can do for you. Plus, Wizards has fall deals throughout the entire store. Woodwick candles, watches from Swell, tarot cards, figurines, and so much more. Take a look and order online at their new website, wizardsmemphis.com. 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, open 10 to 10 every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
And science moves on and technology moves along. I'm just sitting there looking at this thing here from Google. Google Duo. Are you hip to this? Google Duo? D-U-O. And apparently, it's the Google answer to Facebook Messenger, if you will. But it's not about texting. No, it's about them, you know, calling you up, and it uses it. I'm not hooked up to it, but it clearly uses your web camera or a camera on your device of some sort for you to be found and for you to. I don't know that I like this. Look, I've got a phone number. That's great. You know, if you know that, you can call it and you can say, hey, what's happening? What's shaking? But it says here, would you like to add a phone number? No, I don't think that I do. If you know me, you know how to find me. If not, go piss off.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you heard what's coming up next time on the program as we begin to wind down the year. What do we got here for us? We've got one, two, today, next Sunday, and the Sunday after, and that's it for this year. Isn't that something? The last episode of this show for 2019 will be happening on the 29th of December. So yeah, big stuff coming next year, too. Yeah, some stuff we've been working on finally coming around. So we'll hip you to all of that as the time becomes more appropriate. And be that as it may. So there. Tonight at radio-memphis.com, it is the Booze and the Blues show. Apparently one of the nation's biggest blues shows. That's a good thing. Thank you so very much for all of that. We've got a lot of listeners for it. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun. Gracie Curran and her band will be in studio. Oh, buddy. They're going to play live for us. We also got some new cuts from their brand new record that will be happening on your device. So tune in 8 p.m. Central Time here on this Sunday, the 15th. If you happen to hear the show before 8 p.m. Central, you can find us over there at radio-memphis.com on any device. And tune in. And if you got that app, you can find us there. You can find us on live stream. Just come on in and dial us up and have a big old time. It'll be good. So there. I think that's all I've got. I don't know. I've got to go, though. I've got stuff to get into. I you know. It's one of those days. It's a busy Sunday. It's an enjoyable busy Sunday. And a fun Monday coming, too. So in the meantime, Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. For God's sake, stop shooting each other, okay? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.